Okay, so food's coming later. Our movies are picked. Snacks? Check. Drinks? Check. And we're both in our comfiest of comfy chill clothes. This movie night is already off to an excellent start. Am I missing anything? Good, good. Now, since your week has been awful, and this is all in an effort to cheer you up, what do you want to start with? Ooh, good call. The theater version or extended? No, actually, don't answer that. It was a silly question. I already know the answer. Extended all the way, right? You want a drink before I hit play? I've got all your favorites. I do, and it's right here. Here you go. Yeah, no problem. Hey, are you all right? I know you've had a rough week, but you've been quiet for, well, the whole night. Yeah, I mean, when we had coffee last week, you were a million miles away. And now you just seem, I don't know, different, I guess. No, it's okay, don't be sorry. I just want to make sure you know I'm here, and always happy to listen. You don't have to tell me right now. Or you can even text it to me, or just say you've got stuff going on and that I should shut up. The important part is that you know I'm here. Hey, it's not stupid. If it's bothering you, then it's not stupid. You want to talk about it? I'm all ears. You don't have to have all the words, or even have it all figured out, but you can talk to me. Yeah. You mentioned a while ago you've had a lot of bad luck dating. Bad year, huh? The girl you were seeing when we did the bowling date seemed a good match. What happened with her? Oh, man, that sucks. Incompatibility is one thing, but it really sucks she had to move for work. Yeah, no, good chemistry is worth a lot, but probably not a 3-hour round-trip commute after 3 dates. That was probably for the best. Oh? Wait, what do you mean by that? Well, no, you said it, so it clearly means something. You can tell me, there's no judgment here. Oh. Yeah, right. Yeah, I had no idea. What? No, oh God, don't apologize. It's not weird. You just caught me off guard is all. I mean, you're so confident and so, well, look at you. I had no idea you've never, well, that you don't have much experience. Wait, oh God, no, sorry, I sounded like a jerk. I didn't mean it like that at all. I just meant that you come across as a bit of a Casanova. Like, maybe a little shy sometimes in certain situations, but yeah, no, I had no idea. You being inexperienced isn't something I had on my radar, is all. Yeah, no, it makes total sense why you're so bummed she moved now. Hey, it's nothing to be ashamed of, though, really. Don't. I mean, I know it's not that easy not to worry, but truly, try not to let inexperience make you feel like it's going to be bad or like you aren't desirable. That's not it at all. I was going to say that with the right person, it would come naturally, but maybe it won't. Either way, something will come of it. I know, I think I'm a lot funnier than I am. But honestly, man, you can't get too down about that, okay? Don't sweat it. When you're ready and things are right, it'll all work out just fine. Oh, wait, so she's the one you were... Oh, I didn't realize you'd talked it over and you were gonna... Ugh, that really does suck. Truly terrible timing. Especially if you're... Hey, don't make that face. I bet you are. Have you thought about anyone else? You haven't? That's surprising. If you're frustrated by the lack of, experience, I'd have thought you had a list. But no one's crossed your mind at all? Well, I'm not saying it's something that needs to be solved, but tonight's all about unburdening you, isn't it? So, if you wanted to, we could. I mean it. It's something you're dwelling on, that's adding to your stressful week, and I want to help with that. And I want to be the one to help you feel good. It makes sense, really. If you think about it, we're close, we've been friends for a while, it's easy to spend time together, and we're comfortable with each other. Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense. And if we're confessing things, I can't say I've never considered it before. Okay, so if I'm being super honest, I'm a little jealous that you were thinking about it with her and not with me. No, you couldn't have known. I'm just saying, I'd be into it. And, like, I scheduled the food to arrive after this movie and it just started. So we have some time. Honestly? Yeah, now that I know, I want to be the one to take your V-card. Oh my God, shut up. People do still say that. But wait, is that a yes? Well, I mean, I wasn't looking, especially not before you consented. But now that you've said something, I'm noticing certain things in those shorts. And I'm definitely impressed. I'd like to move a little closer. Is that cool? And you're sure, like super sure you want to do this with me? Okay, good. I wanted to be sure. 'Cause I really want to do this with you. And don't worry, you can't get it wrong. And I know just what I like. I'll show you how to make me feel good. You just need to tell me if you want to move slowly or if we should make it quick. Good. 'Cause I don't want to wait. Now that I know, I just want to make you feel good. I've wanted to do this for so long. I can't believe we're... And that it's your first time. Let me make you feel good. I promise. I will. Here, take my hand. Show me. Guide my hand to where you want it.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.